1, 2, 3, go.
Rabbeisai, Parshas Noach, Tovshin Pei Vov. Rabbeisai, the new year, Baruch Hashem, Tavon and Tavon Bracha. We're sitting here tonight, Baruch Hashem, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvin, the Holy Mishim Achdoisha. I want to start out with one of the most basic Kiddushim for the Mirish Yeshiva. I think really change our lives and all those that are listening remotely. Beginning Rashi brings down the famous Rashi. It says, the Noach was a tzaddik b'doirei sov. Doirei sov is a limitation. It was only a tzaddik in his generation. And Rashi bars right away, his father, is the chayra, was he a tzaddik only in his generation? Why does it say doirei sov? The chayra is a universal tzaddik, right? You know, became a chasim, a son of a kapanim. What's ruled at the pasuk from the doirei sov? So Rashi says, yes, my Hashem, darshan mishvach. Something comes to tell you that he's a tzaddik in his generation. Imagine he would have been a chayra in a generation from the Tanoim, the Amirayim. You know, he would have much even a much bigger tzaddik. Imagine among these poyas who was such a tzaddik. And all the rabbis say, like, nah, yeah, if his generation back could be tzaddik, but the darshan of Rome, who would never look home. You know, I'm a guy, you know, he thinks a kosher guy. Well, when it comes to brisk, and like, and the guy's like tearing up by, he thinks, and he's a small yeshiva someplace, he's the best, he's the top guy. Also, he comes over there with the lines of all the yeshivas, and all of a sudden, he doesn't feel. So the felt is the kasha, the boy said, it's good to come tonight, you guys, hear this one thing, you guys, it's good just for this one line. Why dash the guy with dash the shvach? I don't understand. If the Torah says, if you're not sure about a person, how to darshan, you don't know who he is, so you have to, how you say, go both ways, you know what I mean? Play it both ways. Play it safe. The Torah says, Noach ish tzaddik, tomim, hoya b'day roisov, sakim esach Noach. The Torah says, Noach ish tzaddik. The Torah calls him a tzaddik. So if you have two choices of darshan, why would Yesh Rashan darshan McNai? Everyone has a question? The kasha since what age? Anyaka, since what age you knew it's kasha? Since what age is kasha about?
Well, it's brand new, but
good one. No, okay, new is also good. But I say chodesh rosh matay, it's also good. A kapanim zog mazay. I said here kasha. But I say talk to Mirushi on my digasah. But I said this will change a lot. He said, what is the shvach that the Yesh Rashan will say? What's the shvach? The what? The shvach is that it was a tzaddik in his generation, but his generation could be even a bigger tzaddik. That's the shvach, right? So the Mirush Hashiva. The other Yesh Rambam said don't want to darshan that because what he's saying is that Noach could have been a greater person had he been a different generation, but a greater than he was. In essence, you're saying that he could have done more. So the Rishivi said, and the other rabbi said, hold, that's not a gnai. They said that Darshan Mishvach is Bemis a gnai. To say about someone that he could have been better and he could have done this is really a big gnai. Because you're saying he didn't reach his full potential. This is my trick. You hear this, everybody saying? They would rather say a different pshat, which looks like a gnai, but it's not so bad, and say, you know, there are wrong, we're mess kosher. Okay, Rabbi say, like Rashi said, someone tells you, you know, you're a big lamdan, but you're not as big lamdan as a Moshe Feinstein. Would you be insulted?
Nope.
For like $1 million. Wow, just compared to a Moshe, you know what I mean? The guy says, he's a big gvir, this guy. He's rather not a big gvir, chveis, as a, I don't know, chveis, the guy in the Forbes list. But he's a, just to compare him, wow, I know I'm at that league, wow, it's very chosher, right? That's itself a chosher, you know? The fact that we're even comparing Noach to Avraham Avinu and his generation is itself, it's not really such a gnai. It's really not so bad. But to say he could have done more, that they don't want to say. You hear this? So, Rashiva, why? It says, because, in essence, Hashem expects of you to be the most you can possibly ever reach in the generation that you are now, in the situation you are now. Obviously, Noach was a different point, you understand what I'm saying. I was not coming to explain every point. But Hashem is coming to tell you. Tell you, telling you. Hashem expects you to reach your madrigal wherever you are. No such answer, a victim of circumstance. If only, If only I had a chvei starting a more choshev yeshiva, a better rabbi, a better this, a better that. If only, but I said, that's the whole life of a person who remains a nobody is always, you know, if only. But that's a shvach answer, because Hashem isn't expect of you to reach your full madrega, no matter who you are, no matter where you are. There's no excuses, Rabbi Isai. There's no answer. I could have, I should have, I would have. So many times from the Netziv, how his parents saw he wasn't learning shtark, they wanted to become a watchmaker. And the Netziv went ahead and overheard them crying, how fair they felt, wanted to become a Talmud Chacham, and he went to Valojin, and he became the G'dol HaDor, he's the Rishiva of Valojin, and he make him the Ganzo Oil HaTorah, but the Menesh Talmidim came out from him, from under him, from his tutelage, from his teaching. So when he came to Shemayim, they told him, where's your Sfarim? What would the answer have been? What do you mean, where's Sfarim? I was a watchmaker, what do you mean, Sfarim? How should I write Sfarim? I barely knew what the family she is, and that was the most able to do. What measure rights for him? He said to him, no, these we could have accomplished. You had these times, you could have had the Vajin Shiva, you could have all this stuff, he said. Where's all accomplishment? Where is it? No such answer. Well, I didn't know, I didn't this and that. If we had a better yeshiva, a better place, we had a better, lived on a better block, had a more chasher with a friend, had a better yeshiva. There's no such answer. I'm telling you, I'm someone's answer. So Solomon said, Rebbe, I wish I had your koiches, the shagas ayes, brains, your shirts, avoiders, hearts. He said, no. Mit dein kop, mit dein hearts, mit dein kishon, is Hashem, once he comes to the place. There's no such an answer. If only I had this, if only I could have done that, I could have become greater. If you could have become greater, you should become greater now. And there's no excuse to ever answer why you didn't do what he said. So many times in Shurma, Rebbe said, it's called din and chesh, but listen to what I'm telling you now. Din means we did good or bad, right or wrong. That's din. What's chesh mean? What you could have done. What you could have accomplished. You understand? The time you wasted a chesh with the World Series, and that time a chesh, you could have learned another 20 block more. So people, a lot of times, are focused on the din shaboy, right? The din. What I did do, what I didn't do, what I should have done. So Krishna says, chesh is much more. Chesh is what did you accomplish, what you could have done. That's a much harder thing to answer, Rabbi Isai. But Hashem told the person what was expected of him, and what he should have done, or what he could have done, or what he did do. The chesh, Rabbi Isai, you have to be careful for. Especially a person, as she was said, that's a very smart guy. He's able to think of a lot of good ideas and everything else in life. They call life hacks, you know what I mean? Like, he knows the chesh, how to tie your shoelace without bending down the chesh, and how to drive a car without the steering wheel. He knows all the tricks of the trade. With all the tricks of the trade, he knows. So it's a bigger time of the guy. That's the math. That's evil kedushim. And where's the kedushim of learning? I didn't get there. But he had such a cup. He has eyes in a cup. What do you use it for? To make money? That's what you used it for. Where's the money now, Tom? No, cemeteries have no money there. Just stones. That's it. Where's it now? Who's the kedushim? Where's the talmidim? Where's the shiurim? I said, she once met a guy. He used to learn the yeshiva. She told him what he did. He was a brilliant bacha. She said, what'd he do? He said he has a thing, an ice cream business. He makes, it's a wholesale. So she said, I said, coffee, Eich. He's a brilliant boy. He says, using coffee. He says, no, Rebbe, you don't understand. I manufactured so many new flavors I made up, he says. Like, no one even thought of them, he says. I have such many new flavors and new types and new this. That she said, it's a glicklich mach in the veld. You could have made the veld so happy with Torah, he says. And that's what you feel you as a accomplishment in life. You made a different type of chvetz, a different type of a fudge ice cream. But please, this parasha is the beginning of the year. Parashas Noyah. Parashas is usually very much, it's usually been as modern still, you know what I mean? Usually, it's a lot of times it's a short week, because Issuchah can be sometimes even the Wednesday and Thursday, like this week, this year. That's the first full week. And it's the first Rashi we start focusing on. Had you could have been better, Rabbi Isai? That's the question you have to ask yourself. What I could have accomplished in life. Baruch Hashem, people are young still. 120 years. Rabbi say you have to take this damnus now. Don't wait until, I was tonight by Epsa Simcha with Talmud. it's one of the children. I was trying to mechazik him. They should, you know, to the crime man Lennon. And he's made it sound, yeah, his age already, and this, you know. I said, Chaper Ryan, no such thing. I said, there's no such thing. I told him, Maisa, with the Mrs. Zahm, Melzer, Schwerf of Aaron Kotlin, and he gets to Gedulim, Yeshiva von Slusk, from Eitz Chaim, in Yishalayim. And his wife once asked, his wife's name was Hindebeth, she came from a very kosher family. Her father's name was Abshraga Frank. He was a big Toymech Torah, and Ben Mamish, he very kosher Edims. So she was a kosher woman. So she told her husband once, why don't you write Svarim? I think his shvogas wrote Svarim. Why'd you write? She says, I don't know what to write. He said, I don't know what should I write. She says, I don't believe you. Give shur so many years. You don't have any chedushim. He says, I have some chedushim, but to write Svarim, try to save him. She says, let's write down. And she wrote him. I'll do the writing, she says. And let's see what chedushim you have. And he told the grada, I have a chiddush on a Rambam grada. I always say a shi on this. I grada have a chiddush on another Rambam over here. Grada in Malvav Aloyvin, what do you call it? In Tony Vinitin, have a chiddush on one for representing Cheshvus and Eidus. She encouraged him. She helped. She wrote. Today you have Evan Ozel today, which is she was not Evan Ozel. 6, 7, 8, 9 volumes, I always say. Can't seven all you have today. Because she showed him. Yes. You can put out Svarim. His wife wasn't worth on Shiva. She wasn't a market shia. She didn't have any, you know. And it's funny when he first wrote the Svarim, when he first put out the Svarim, the first day he put the first safest, they put up the sign that he's gonna sung them the first day. And imagine not too many people came. He said to his wife, I feel like I took good paper, I ruined it. Good paper, you can sell it. He says, my Zvok Shem, Gans fell to go anyway. Go late with Monsieur Tzitzrol, hey, Evan Ozel, Evan Ozel. You have to realize the koiches you have. And Hashem wants you to use those koiches. Koiches adirim, it's in your half. She said, you even know it. You have to have the avasat Torah to bring it out. So I always see a parent could take care of a child. Oh, a child, it's just so difficult. Shemirachim, not feeling well, but night, this, that. A regular person would go crazy, but the mother has the koyches to get up and to go and to do and to carry and to take care of. Because the ava she has for the child brings out the koyches. The other people don't have the ava, don't bring it out. You have to have the ava for Torah. We say the two brachas we say in the morning at night for Torah. It's by Mayer we say ava, rava, ava, son, avtonu. By Shachris, Avraham Avtanu, the brachas that talk about Torah always start Lashon V'Ava. You have to have the Av and the Zach to be able to never understand the Torah. Says. The Av is Mekavnas Hashua and brings out the Koyches Atmunis in the Mensch. Normally, right, you can't learn. Normally, right, it's above you, you can't. But the Av is a Torah, you could have. That's Yisrael number one. One thing is one more Kuda. And that is. Yeah, I want to say one more thing. I heard this tonight, Grada. The word from the Shiva was to hear. It's unbracious. But, you know, bracious, it's not a type of shir on because it's bad as manim. But, you know, it's again, now also, because the Maisa, Rashi is the famous Kasha. You know, why do we start out the preparations? Why don't we start out talking about the mitzvahs of the Torah? So Rashi says, they should show us that we get Eretz Yisrael. And to show, you know, all the Gans, all Hashem's koiches, and then Hashem's the Baal boss in the veld, and Hashem created the world, in a sense. So that's where we start out with Bereshis. So the Mirish Hashiva, the Maisa. The Goyim, care what we say anyway. To show the Goyim that we're not robbers, we're not this. The Goyim care what we say anyway. The Goyim hind. The New York mayor candidates care, but what you say over here, the Chreis, and how they care. I mean, listen to the Shia tonight and say, what's the case of on? See, the British world came, they're listening to us. He said it's for us. Because Sefelt and our Shlemus of doing the mitzvahs and the Torah, if deep down we feel we're going to have him. Do you feel like the is really ours? Is the Torah really? Is the house really ours? Is we have the? It really belongs to us. We have a right to do it, even though we do it. But if you don't feel the balabatishkeit over zach, you don't feel sizdain azach the balabos from the zach. Weiß es, no. 7 miles, no, weiß es.
7 miles.
The next, the upcoming chasa now. Now, that's it. Now the deck is cleared. Now the deck is cleared. Mazda. Kids, Zagmazay. That we have to start up a racious. It's not going to be Shechas, but it's not going to be as well. It's going to be a big kiss on it. Just listen. So it's a very shame. What do you think? I got a big kiss from this. He said, it's for us. That we have to feel sure about what we're doing in life. We have to feel sure it's ours, the Torah is ours, the Velt is, the Yisrael is ours, the Mitzvahs are ours, the Mokrim is ours. That's what you do with the Ganze Cheshvan, with the Ganze Fire, with the Ganze Chizuk. When you do something, back of your head, should I do it? Do I really have to? Maybe Yisrael attack is not even really mine. I mean, I don't know, and this, that. If you don't feel the confidence, you don't feel the Chizuk, you don't feel it's yours, you don't feel Torah delay. She said, oh, a Maisa. It's once by a Kiddush, Shabbos. And there was a problem there, because one of the goyim was stirring the pot too much. And see, he plugged something in, he plugged something out. There was big Shabbos over there about, you know, the Bishop Shabbos, Bishop Akim, Emil. So what to do? So the police come howling there. Should he, what should he do? So the owner of the caterer came over to the Shiva. Why he could, he had to let this, okay, so it was ready, Bishop called Tzorka, and Mamish Chishboinis is already hot anyway, and Chishboinis and Chidushim and Mamish Svoris, like Mamish Eluishkai. And I said, oh, mask him. She was mask him, but place him and mask him, and Taka said, let eat it. So she left the Kiddush, he said to the people around him, he was next door to Young Israel, in the basement. So she left, he said to the guys, oh, he said, it's Chishdanish. Their caterer is the guest of Bokin Hilchish Shabbos. What Shabbos he came up with all this for us? He says, well, why him? Everybody else was there. Why he come up? That's just because over here his life was invested. His God's a business. His God's a tzlocha. His name is on the line. It's his. It's ein geschäft. The mind works different. Mind works in full gear, in full speed. You know what I mean? Full speed. When your money's on the line, you think differently. When it's Yerim's money, okay, well, I'll try my best. I'll teach you about Slocha. And shout out to Shmai, you know what I mean? They say, my son's Shalom Shadron. A child once fell, was never bleeding. So Shalom picked him up and he's carrying him, you know, to a doctor. So as he's carrying him, some lady sitting on the porch sees, and she says, Rabbi, is Yiddish Rabbi, Oishelm about the Chasana? Well, heal up, don't worry, it's fine, you know, it's Shem, you know, Oishelm. As the Shalom's getting closer, she's looking closer. She sees her child. The name is Meir. She's on the screen. Meir! Oh, yeah, Meir! Oh, Karimi's crying. Shalom told her, he just said to her, it's not about the chasen, it's going to heal up. What's the problem? Ah, now it's your Meir, kid. You think different. Now it's your child. You think different, I say. Koi Chazal Lame, she wanted to tell us. The Rishi Borel came. It's yours. You're about to boss over it. Says Dine Eretz Yisrael. Says Dine Mokim. Says Dine Zach. Go about it much differently. But you believe it's yours. And you know it's your name. It's your reputation. It's your bailas. It's an Andre Chiz we do this. Hey, Mrs. Abay say. Turn Asa delay. I went in with one Akuda. This guy one of the most biggest retired thing I ever heard from Shiva. Says that after Mabel, he says, listen, wait, one minute. After Mabel, Noyach brought carbon, and Hashem was so touched by the carbon. Chaviyochel, it says, Vyokshon's Rechen, Choyach. Hashem was so impressed by the carbon, he said, from now on, we'd never be a Mabel again in the world. That's it, no Mabel. And you eat all the bams of chayis now. Victor Shiva, I don't understand. It's a very simple question. Noyach was very nice to bring up carbon. Very nice to go ahead and take care of the behemoths and chayis and everything. What was everybody else? Why? Because what he did 3,000, 4,000 years ago has to do with us today. That if today people are not behaving, and other types of rishus and nisr shemirachim. What does it tell us today that because of that, when noach did then, that there should no me a marvel anymore again for the history of the world? You had a kasha by saying, which is a mighty good test. But I need you guys to listen 1 second. So the most of the yuma that also love is the gemara. Hakadosh Baruch Hu is going to ask every person, why didn't you learn Torah like you should? Unless you're from the Bo's of Takadid, then you know the question. So there's 3 answers people give. 1, I was very rich. I was too busy. I had to manage all my money. I had to go to Manhattan. I had to go to Chweis to property, Chweis in Florida, Chweis in Arizona, Mexico, Chweis, and now I had to go to England. And this is business, but it's business. Another guy says he was too poor, struggling for money, he had to pay tuition, nachas and the kinder, get support, right? You know, he could. Third guy says, Torah b'yitzri, it's a horror, it's making him crazy. It's sort of driving him up the wall and this and that. So, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, hold on. He's going to show you a yid called Hillel HaZaken. So this Hillel, that couldn't even afford to pay the money to get into the Beis Medrash. When he climbed onto the roof in the middle of the snow to hear the shiur, Mamash almost froze to death. They said to him, why would you like Hillel? Why would you like that also? He had no money, he had no this, no that. He probably didn't eat supper that night. But he wanted to deal with Kim Chaim, he wanted the roof to hit. Why'd you be like that? What kind of excuse that money? Guess it's very rich. I wasn't a Charsum, was a lot richer than you, his far left him up 1,000 cities and this and that and ships and mices. And he said, take a little lunchbox. He didn't even order Uber Eats. He didn't order, you know, food. He took a little lunchbox with a chweis sandwich and went to learn. That's it. He told me, busy with the Yetzer Hara. He says, he's Yosef Atzadik. The Yetzer Hara is much worse. He said, I learned. Also, he came out of the Torah. So, kids have no excuse. In fact, Rashiva, I'm sorry. I'm not Halazokin. For me, there's no air conditioning and full blast in Yeshiva. I go to the dorm, take a nap. You know, I'm sorry. Dashing breaks. I can't. I need air conditioning. What do you want? Right? You know, it makes me lethargic. Makes me tired. You know, I don't go onto roofs when it snows to hit. I'm not that level. What kind of time is the person? Okay, so those are the kind of some guys. Says I like to manage vessels myself. I don't trust other people. You know what I mean? You know, they say in Yiddish, "It's fremd the henkem mishkof and kol." With other people's hands, you use them to mix the fireplace, because you know, he usually get burnt, you know, when he touched the coal. Those let the guy do it, the guy can do it. Your own money, I don't want. The guy says, yeah, so it's something, he's all a holy vine. What kind of, that's not the quake, what's the shot? So the Shiva says, no, Hashem tells them. Once they did it, they picked up the ganze Welt and we could do it too. They were a sample to us, they showed us, they'll mechazik us. We were like this way, Spanish, I was like, done, I was like, Shiva here. The shows again, now we can do it also. No such thing, I'm not the Madrega. He showed you could do it. He was a living and breathing human being and he did it. He showed me Kenyeton. But the Shiva, that's Noach. Once Noach did what he did, how he overcame all the sinners in the world. Everyone was living, quote unquote, doing whatever he wanted. He was such a tzaddik. And in the table, he sat there feeding all the Bams of Chayas and everything else in between. What was the thank you he got? The line goes ahead and then breaks his, and then bites him, and this is Shemirachim. He brought up the Ganze Welt, by saying, he picked us all up, that Adayam Azeh, even if we sin, it doesn't really come from the Menchalayim. It doesn't come from Menchalayim, he says, that he's in the strength of the Ganze Menchalayim. We're different because of Noyah. So the Mesuzah Shor was, it wasn't a gift to us. He says, we don't live in a vacuum. We're all going in one boat, we're all sinking, we're all sailing on one ship here. The Shor Zazach, when you do something, everybody says, the Mesuzah Shor, when you do something good, you learn Shtark, you bring yourself and the Ganze Welt with you. You bring a Ruach HaTorah to Beis Medrash, even though it's almost been as man, and it's man just started, this going on, that going on, you learn with Hasmod, with Chizuk, you bring them up with you. And Chas v'Sholem, when he said in Yonim of Beis Medrash, Chas v'Shmuzi Chavrusa, or there's a Nad, he says, you bring down the people. We all feed off each other. We all have a Shpah from each other. We have to learn from Noach, the Koyach we have, the surrounding answer of what we what we do. This one with one line, the Shiva used to say, they said, Noach brought a Korban. course, Hashem said, "I'm going to make a marble again." What? So why talking to me a car before the marble then? It's such a koyach to make such a hepech, such a mapecha, to make such a solo. It says only after the marble. After he went ahead and did as a chesed, he fed all the behemoths, fed all the chayis. He lived through as a year from the teva of such a dvikas b'Hashem, such tefillah sitting alone in the world over here, the world raining down, you know, mamish, fire and brimstone. And he's sitting there at that table, pleading with Hashem, save me. Please, Hashem, let me build a new world for you. Such a closest Hashem brings us a carbon. I got a call today from a Magichi in Monday, a big kizik from the call. It's not a T4 moment. And he told me, he said, to me, this word that we said last week in Rashiva, it says, Hashem listened El Hevel ve El Menchasli. The El Kain. What do you say? Usually he sneezes on the truth. He says, but Chaim Chosli, he didn't listen to him. What's Lashon? El Hevel ve El Menchasli. El Kain ve El Menchasli. What's that double Lashon? Hashem says, Hashem is the carbon. Hashem needs you. Hashem needs you. That's what Hashem says. Hashem needs your carbon. Hashem needs your name. Hashem needs you. Hevel brought himself to the Rabbi Yishol Olam. He was Makar of himself. He came with a scarf of Hashem like Noach did. That's why he built such a reach Nichoyach that forever the only other man would have felt what they say. But Kain didn't do that. El Kain! The Elman Chosid Lishor. Zerichatach has come to Matrega. The rest of the carbon is the Chizik Liman at Torah, but he said. Hein said, the Shah Parsha said, Hein, the carbon today is the Torah, but he said, Zerichatach, the Taka bring ourselves, the carbon akriv, give yourself completely over to the Torah, over to this matter, but he said, how much we can accomplish with the Shem, learning the nice one, Baba Kama now. How much person can accomplish a bayishu to zeicha taka? The taka have slocha de gezman. She's an endigim mesachta. Sach anam mesachta zeicha da hope. And she was zeicha zeicha taka. The shoes are shamagut chodesh. But follow the same God. Amen.